A blessed Sunday to you all, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I would like to thank Pastor Claudia and the YUC for giving me this opportunity to share God's wonderful message for all of us today. And by the grace of God, we will be blessed with God's message for us. As printed in the liturgy and in our call to worship and in our prayer for guidance and words of assurance and the reading of the scripture, we have heard the text for today, which is based on the topic, Come, Rest, Learn. May I know at this time who are tired? Raise your hand. Yes, yes. Many of us. That's part of life, right? We get tired of so many things, but God has a promise. One Friday afternoon, while I was working as a doctoral student at the seminary cafeteria, a Caucasian student says, "Yes, it's TGIF. I didn't get right away what it meant. What does TGIF mean? I asked her. Thank God it's Friday, she replied. The good news for those persons, all of us, who get tired due to many things, is the four-letter word. And what is that? Rest. R-E-S-T. But the questions are this for us. How do we get rest? Where do we find rest? And what rest do we need? In our text, Jesus offers an invitation to those who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. He said, come. We won't get any rest unless we come before Jesus. And so we are here because we need to experience rest from God, right? Amen. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. What kind of rest does Jesus refer to? During the time of Jesus, wherever he went, many people, especially ordinary, economically poor people, would come to him for healing, to hear his preaching and teaching, to be fed physically, to be free from demon possession. Also, these ordinary people are being required by religious people, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, to follow the laws of Moses to the letter. Yet, they don't do what they teach and say. They pile heavy burdens on people's shoulders and won't lift up a finger to help them. Everything they do is just to show off in front of other people so that they will be praised and exalted. Jesus invites these ordinary people to come to him, to give them rest for their weary bodies, burdened souls, and lonely spirits. Jesus offers us the same invitation. We do not only experience physical exhaustion due to daily work at home, especially with mothers, in school for those who are schooling, and in our places of work. There are many reasons that make us tired. Maybe some of us are loaded with cares and concerns. We may carry heavy burdens in our hearts. It may be family issues, problems of relationship with spouse or children, problem in relationship with other people, illnesses, unresolved issues, frustrations in life, or painful experiences inflicted by persons dear to us. We may experience anxieties and worries. And so, we need rest. Other people seek rest and comfort through material and tangible things. But these things of the world could not give us the rest that we need, especially spiritually. Why is it that we come to church? Despite our feeling exhausted from studies, from work, from doing many responsibilities at home, in school, in offices. Must it be because we experience rest for our weary souls when we worship God? When we are down spiritually, do we experience being lifted up by the Word of God through prayers, through singing and hearing songs of praises and thanksgiving, through the proclamation of God's Word? We sang impromptu. The motto of Harris Memorial College is never unprepared. And we were blessed by that hymn because we were called by God to be deaconesses. Almost all of us, except Dr. Beng, who has a heart of a deaconess. We are reminded of our calling. We get tired too. As workers of the Lord, is that true, Pastor Claudia? And we need strength and rest. And so we come to church because Jesus invites us to experience rest only from Him. When we are confused and don't know what to do with the problems we face, do we find comfort and assurance from God's word and promise that God will never leave us nor forsake us? God has blessed us with the sharing of testimony of Pastor Debbie. You know, she has undergone mastectomy and then has been undergoing treatment. But we were blessed by God. She finds rest in spirit, in the great healer, Jesus. And many people are blessed and strengthened, and God has been using her and has been seeing her as an angel when they shared their problems of illness. Because when you hear the word cancer, it means it feels as if this will be the end of the world. But no, in Jesus, there's always healing. When we are deeply troubled with cares and concerns, nobody's exempted, do we experience peace, solace, and confidence that God will carry us through? For me, I say these are all true. God is truly and ever faithful to us, even though oftentimes we are unfaithful to God. God is so gracious and generous with your testimony, Pastor Debbie. God provides all our needs more than what we expect. Amazing. Those of us who are carrying heavy burdens now, our Lord Jesus invites you and me to come to Him. He will give us rest and strength that we need even right now. Amen. Not only does Jesus invite us to come to Him to experience rest, He also challenges us to take the yoke that He will give us. This yoke is easy to bear, and this burden is light. In the New Testament, a yoke symbolizes obedience and hard work. When Jesus tells the crowd to take the yoke, He is referring to the expression of God's will. The New Interpreter's Bible commentary explains that the easy yoke of Jesus is not an invitation to a life of ease, but of deliverance from the artificial burdens of human religion, which Matthew sees as a barrier to the true fellowship of the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 23, verse 4. The supreme law of the kingdom of God is love of God and love of neighbors. This law encapsulates the two greatest commandments found in the three Gospels. When Jesus is asked by the teachers of the law of Moses about the most important commandment, He answers them saying, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." This is the most important commandment. And the second most important commandment says, "Love others as you love yourself." And that makes life worth living. No other commandment is more important than this, found in Mark chapter 12, verses 19 to 31. These two commandments summarize the 10 commandments found in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. It is God's will that we love God and our neighbors. It is because God first loved us. And our love for God is shown in our love for our neighbors. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21, we read, "We love because God loved us first. But if we say we love God and don't love each other, we are liars." We cannot see God. So how can we love if we don't love the people we see? How can we love God if we cannot love the people we see? The commandment that God has given us is this: love God and love each other. It is hard to love people who hurt us, right? It is difficult to love someone who puts us down. We experience that. It is quite challenging to love persons who unjustly inflict pain on us. It is hard to love people who mistreat us. In that sense, the yoke that Jesus would like us to bear is not easy. Yet, that same yoke is easy to bear, and this burden is light. It sounds contradictory, but it is not. If our lives are fully and completely surrendered to Christ, it is not us who live anymore, but Christ who lives in us. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, anyone who belongs to Christ is a new creation. The past is gone, and everything is new. It is more difficult, energy draining, and damaging to our health, to our mind, to our body, to our soul and spirit, to keep hatred, grudges, bad feelings, negative thoughts against the persons who bring us pains, than to forgive and love them. Because when we hate persons, it will kill us. But when we forgive and love them, as Jesus did, our lives will be longer to serve God. Surely, it will be hard for us to love those persons by ourselves. That will be a heavy burden for us. But it will be easier to love them if we let Christ take full control of our lives. Together with the Apostle Paul, we declare and claim, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. One of my favorite life verses that sustains me as a deaconess called and chosen by God. Jesus' invitation includes learning from him as we take the yoke. Jesus is our model in our living, loving, and serving. He demonstrated his full obedience to the will of God the Father by giving his life so that you and me and all peoples of the world would experience life in its fullness on earth as it is in heaven. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son who died for you and me for us to live. Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God showed how much he loved us by having Christ die for us, even though we were sinful. As Christians and as disciples of Christ, Jesus continues to invite us to learn to love God and love one another. Jesus says these assuring words given not only to the first 12 disciples, but to us today. I have loved you just as my Father has loved me. If you obey me, I will keep loving you. Just as my Father keeps loving me, because I have obeyed him. I have told you this to make you as completely happy as I am. It is only in loving God and neighbors that we can truly and completely be happy. Now I tell you to love each other as I have loved you. The greatest way to show love for friends is to die for them. And you are my friends if you obey me. You did not choose me. I chose you and sent you out to produce fruit, the kind of fruit that will last. And that fruit refers to love of God and love of neighbors. Then my Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name, as testified by Pastor Debbie. So I command you to love each other. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 14 and 16 to 17. Jesus, when I ask who are tired, many of us. And at this time, Jesus invites us to come to Him personally, wherever you are seated. He would like to give you rest for your weary souls, tired bodies, and lonely spirits. And He commands us to take His yoke. And that yoke is easy. And that refers to love of God and love of neighbors. It is not us who will be loving them, but it is Christ who lives in us. And we will continue learning to love God and our neighbors. Jesus says, "I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest." Come, rest, learn. This is Jesus' invitation to you and me now. In the name of God, our Creator, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit as our constant companion and comforter, to God be the glory. Praise God.